This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, February 24th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. Hot-button issues dominated discussion in Little Rock yesterday. At various times and at various places at the state capitol yesterday, immigration, abortion, and taxes were debated and, in some cases, voted upon. Our colleagues at KUAR, our sister station Little Rock, were at the Capitol. A bill to deny state benefits to undocumented immigrants failed in a House committee yesterday afternoon. That bill, sponsored by Representative John Hubbard, stirred emotions in a House committee hearing. Ron Breeding from KUAR has this report.
Freshman Republican Representative John Hubbard of Jonesboro told the House Committee on State Agencies and Governmental Affairs that his intent was to prevent illegal immigrants from accessing unemployment payments, workers' comp, Our Kids First, and similar programs. He said several surrounding states have already enacted such legislation, essentially making Arkansas, quote, the South's latest sanctuary state. Committee members told Hubbard that current law already forbids access to many of those programs, and they pointed out that sections of his bill appear to forbid anyone who's not a citizen, even those here legally, from getting any state benefit. Hubbard grew increasingly frustrated, finally lashing out at fellow lawmakers and arguing with committee chair Clark Hall.
We can turn our head all we want to and ignore this problem, or even follow some kind of a political party mandate to not allow legislation to stop people from coming up into this country illegally. We can do whatever we want to do. We can play political games. We can make rosy speeches. But I'm saying the people of this state, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, excuse me. You gave me permission to speak, and I'm going to speak.
I did not give you permission.
Yes, you did. I'm not lecturing anybody. I'm just saying that the tone of this bill has been turned totally around.
Representative Hubbard, would you please talk on your bill?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Representative Hubbard asked that he be allowed to pull down his bill for retooling, but in a rare parliamentary move, the committee refused to let him do so. Then the panel voted on a do-pass motion made by a friendly committee member.
On a vote of 8 for and 9 against, Representative Hubbard takes 11 to pass. You had a good hearing today, and we appreciate you presenting your bill.
The committee vote was strictly along party lines, with the 8 Republicans supporting the bill and the 9 Democrats voting no.
That report, filed by Ron Breeding from Little Rock. Also at the Capitol yesterday, the House passed a measure to create a back-to-school sales tax holiday in the state. The bill would remove sales tax on school supplies and clothes on the first Saturday and Sunday of every August. The bill's sponsor, Representative Matthew Shepard, says too many Arkansas shoppers are traveling to neighboring states that already have such a weekend.
It's in the best interest of our state to likewise adopt such a sales tax holiday. This bill has been narrowly tailored to accomplish its purpose, which is to provide some relief with regard to clothing and to certain back-to-school items. The clothing is capped at $100 per item. Clothing accessories are capped at $50 an item.
Opponents say the bill would cost the state about $2 million each year. The measure now heads over to the state Senate. And also in Little Rock, Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says a hostile amendment attached to an abortion bill does not put it in violation of the state constitution. For more on that, here's Kelly McNeil from Little Rock.
The bill by State Senator Cecile Bledsoe would prevent many health insurance plans from covering abortions except to save the life of the woman. The measure covers all plans that will participate in the state insurance exchange created under the federal health care overhaul. For abortion coverage, women would have to buy separate riders. But some lawmakers changed Bledsoe's bill to allow abortion coverage in cases of rape or incest. Bledsoe believes that could violate the state constitution, which prohibits public funds from being used in those cases. But McDaniel says the bill itself doesn't spend any money, nor does the federal law require the state to fund abortions.
Kelly McNeil from KUAR filed that report from Little Rock for Ozarks at Large.